Read the text. What is it about? 1. Afghan cinema. 2. Growing up in Afghanistan. 3. The different social classes in Afghanistan. The kite runner. Ali and Baba grew up together as childhood playmates just like Hassan, and I grew up a generation later. Baba was always telling us about their mischiefs he and Ali used to cause. But in none of his stories did Baba ever refer to Ali as his friend. The curious thing was, I never thought of Hassan and me as friends either. Not in the usual sense. Anyhow, never mind that we taught each other to ride a bicycle with no hands or to build a fully functional homemade camera out of a cardboard box. Never mind that we spent entire winters flying kites, running kites. Never mind that to me, the face of Afghanistan is that of a boy with a thin bone frame, a shaved head, and low-set ears, a boy with a Chinese doll face perpetually lit by a hair-lipped smile. Never mind any of those things, because history isn't easy to overcome. Neither is religion. In the end, I was a Pashtun and he was a Hazara. I was Sunni and he was Shiite, and nothing was ever going to change that. Nothing. We saw our first Western together, Rio Bravo with John Wayne, at the cinema park. I remember begging Baba to take us to Iran so we could meet John Wayne. Baba burst out in gales of his deep-throated laughter, and then explained to us the concept of voice dubbing. Hassan and I were stunned, dazed. John Wayne didn't really speak Farsi, and he wasn't Iranian. He was American, just like the friendly, long-haired men and women we always saw hanging around in Kabul, dressed in their tattered, brightly colored shirts. During the school year, we had a daily routine. By the time I dragged myself out of bed and lumbered to the bathroom, Hassan had already washed up, prayed the morning namaz with Ali, and prepared my breakfast. While I ate and complained about homework, Hassan made my bed, polished my shoes, ironed my outfit for the day, packed my books and pencils. I'd hear him singing to himself in the foyer as he ironed, singing old Hazara songs in his nasal voice.